Ever think about tracking a virus just by looking at what goes down the drain?
Sounds a little strange, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But that's what some researchers did. They were in Las Vegas using wastewater to learn some pretty amazing things about COVID, specifically Omicron and how tourism plays a role in, keeping track of diseases.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff.
We've got a study here from JAMA Network Open from 2023.
Okay.
It's got some really interesting stuff. Like, tourists probably brought Omicron to the city like a full week before it showed up in locals.
It just goes to show, we got to think outside the box when tracking diseases these days,
Yeah.
especially with so many people traveling all the time.
So let's jump into this whole wastewater-based epidemiology thing, or a WBE for short.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, it sounds kind of sci-fi to me. Can you break it down?
It might sound like something out of the future, but it's actually pretty simple. So when someone gets infected with a virus, right,
Right.
they shed those viral particles, and where do they go?
Well, down the drain, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. They end up in the wastewater. Scientists can then analyze those sewage samples, look for those viral particles, and that gives them a snapshot of, is the virus here? How much is there? All that.
Okay, that makes sense, but why is this better than just testing everyone?
Well, individual testing, it's got its drawbacks. Not everyone can get tested. And honestly, some people just don't want to.
Yeah, true.
Wastewater analysis, it gives you a bigger picture, less bias too. Can
Interesting.
even be like an early warning system,
Right.
spotting those outbreaks before they really explode.
So it's like a community health check without anyone even going to the doctor.
Exactly.
That's pretty wild. And this study focused on Vegas, right?
Yeah.
What made that such a good place for this kind of
Well,
research?
Vegas is kind of a unique case. Millions of tourists.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Perfect for studying how these mobile populations spread disease. Plus, they had that shutdown in 2020. Casinos, hotels, everything closed.
Natural experiment.
Exactly. Wastewater flows just plummeted. Really shows you how much tourism affects the city's sewage system.
So that gave them a baseline.
Yeah, to compare to when things open back up. Really important for figuring out, the tourist impact.
Okay, so we've got the baseline from the shutdown, then bam, tourism explodes again. And things get really interesting. They were specifically looking at Omicron, right?
Right.
Okay, so how'd they do it?
Wastewater samples from a few different spots, a manhole right on the strip,
Wow, right in the action.
then a treatment plant serving the strip and the surrounding area, and other plants mostly serving locals. Gave them a nice mix of data to look at.
And what'd they find? Did the wastewater tell a different story than the official
Oh,
numbers?
yeah, the results were pretty amazing. They found Omicron in that strip manhole a whole week before it showed up anywhere else,
Right.
before the other treatment plants.
Yeah.
And before any confirmed Omicron cases in local residents.
So the manhole was like an early warning sign. Tourists were bringing Omicron into the city. But how did they figure out how much of the virus was from tourists versus locals?
They use this thing called a mass balance equation.
A what?
It's a way to estimate how much of something comes from different sources. In this case, the virus in the wastewater.
Okay, I'm still a little lost.
Think of it like a big bucket of water,
Oh,
right?
okay.
Some of that water came from a river, some came from a lake.
Gotcha.
If you know how much water's in the bucket and what percent came from each place.
You can figure out how much came from the river and how much from the lake.
Exactly.
So they applied that to the wastewater, tourists being like the river and locals the lake.
Exactly. They knew the total viral load in the treatment plant serving the strip. They had data from other plants, mostly serving locals,
Okay.
and they could estimate the proportion of tourists and locals in each area. Plug all those numbers into the mass balance equation, boom, you can figure out the estimated contribution from tourists alone.
And what did that reveal? Just how much of the virus were tourists bringing in?
They estimated that tourists probably contributed over 60% of the SARS-CoV-2 load to the strip's sewer shed.
Wow, over 60%. That's a lot. So, what does that tell us about relying on just the case numbers, especially in a tourist hotspot like Vegas?
Well, this is where things get really interesting. And this is where it could have a real impact on public health decisions.
So, if we're only looking at those confirmed cases and not, factoring in all the tourists,
Right.
we could be getting the wrong idea about how many people are infected,
Absolutely.
especially among the people actually living there.
You could end up thinking the infection rate's way higher than it really is.
And that could lead to some bad decisions about, public health.
Exactly.
So let's say officials are deciding on restrictions or where to send resources. They could be making the wrong call based on those skewed numbers.
Right. they might overreact to the perceived threat.
Like being way too strict.
Yeah, stricter measures than you really need, which could hurt the economy and, you know, people's everyday lives.
And what about resources?
They might send them to places that don't actually need them as much as other areas, places with more actual cases among residents.
So this study really shows how important it is to think about how much people are moving around, especially when you're looking at these numbers.
Yeah, you got to consider that mobility.
So wastewater data is like the secret weapon almost. It helps us see what's really going on with disease transmission, especially in touristy places.
It gives you a much clearer picture, more nuance too.
And they could also track how quickly Omicron became the dominant variant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What did they see there?
It was pretty dramatic, actually. You know, in early December 2021, Delta was still the main variant,
Right.
but by the end of the month, Omicron had taken over completely.
Wow, a total shift. And the wastewater was picking up on this before the clinical data.
Exactly.
How much earlier?
About a week. The wastewater was already showing Omicron taking over, but the confirmed cases were still lagging behind.
So it's like a sneak peek into the future of the
Yeah,
outbreak.
a real early warning system.
That kind of heads up could be huge for public health officials.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine knowing about a surge in cases a week ahead of time, or even just a few days.
You'd have time to get ready.
Right. Mobilize resources, ramp up testing, prepare hospitals, and of course, warn the public.
It could really make a difference in how bad things get. It makes you wonder what else we could be looking for in wastewater.
Oh, yeah, the possibilities are pretty exciting.
Like what?
Well, we've been talking about COVID,
Right.
but this could be used for all sorts of public health issues.
So not just viruses.
Not at all.
Give me some examples.
You could track other infectious diseases, like the flu, norovirus. That'd be really helpful in places like schools or nursing homes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You could even monitor for antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
That's a big one.
Huge global threat.
So we could spot new threats and track existing ones.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop at pathogens.
What else?
Researchers are looking at using this to monitor drug use, exposure to environmental toxins, even stress hormones in the community.
Wow, it's amazing what you can learn from sewage. So, given all this, what do you think the future holds for wastewater surveillance?
I think it could completely revolutionize public health.
How so?
Imagine cities with real-time wastewater monitoring.
Always keeping tabs on the community's health.
Exactly, 24/7.
That allow for some really targeted interventions.
Oh, yeah, you could respond to outbreaks much quicker and ultimately healthier communities overall.
But realistically, are there challenges to making this happen on a larger scale?
Of course, there are always hurdles.
Like what?
One big thing is standardization.
What do you mean?
Right now, different labs use different methods for, you know, collecting and analyzing the wastewater.
I see.
Makes it hard to compare data from different places.
So we need everyone on the same page, using the same methods.
Exactly. We need standardized protocols. Data sharing platforms do, so we can share and understand information across different regions and countries.
Makes sense. Anything else?
We also got to make sure these programs respect people's privacy.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. People might not be comfortable with their health information being collected from the sewers.
It's totally understandable. We have to be responsible. Handle the data ethically. Put safeguards in place to protect everyone's privacy.
For sure. But even with those challenges, the potential benefits seem to outweigh the risks.
Oh, absolutely. Wastewater surveillance is a powerful tool. We're just starting to understand how it can help us.
So we need to keep improving the tech, figure out the logistics, address those ethical concerns, but the potential is huge.
Absolutely. It could change public health as we know it.
This has been a fascinating look at wastewater surveillance. We've covered a lot of ground, from the basics to its potential to transform global health.
It's amazing to think that something we flush away every day could hold so many answers.